Love World Publishing presents Don't Stop Here, written by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, narrated by Lafe Amosa. Introduction. Ignorance of God's word is a destroyer. God said, "My people are destroyed, that is, they perish, suffer, are brought down, and crushed for lack of knowledge." Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. In other words, they are impoverished, punished, brought down, crushed, and destroyed because they lack knowledge, spiritual knowledge. They get into trouble for their lack of knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. I can't understand a Christian who wants to grow in the things of God, but doesn't invest in spiritual things. Some Christians have a library of worldly home videos. They can be described as champions in worldly video collections. If you're that way, you're known in heaven as a carnal Christian. And if you want to see the glory of God in your life, then you must put a stop to it. You've got to change. You can't keep collecting such things and still expect to grow in God. Remember that your life is the character of the things you watch, read, and listen to. Make no mistakes about it. What you are today is an expression of what you put into you yesterday. Your life today is therefore the result of the things you've been feeding your inner man on. The most important thing in your life. By the time you're through listening to this audiobook, something should have happened in your life. There should be changes. There should be results. There should be transformations. You should have made spiritual progress. Don't merely lend mental assent to everything you hear and say. Oh yeah, I've heard all this before. Make up your mind for a change right now before you listen any further. If you want gold, you must dig for it. You don't find gold anywhere on topsoil. You have to dig deep to strike gold. If you really want spiritual progress, you must prepare for it. You need to change the things you read, watch, and listen to. You need to increase your desire for fellowship with the Spirit and with God's people. It's like telling a student, if you don't go to class and you don't study, you'll fail your exams. That's a very simple yet very powerful principle. Now, we're not talking about exams in school, but exams in life. To have a D in any course in school is bad, but having a D in life is terrible. You may flunk your exams in school and still make it through life, but if you flunk life's exam, you're sunk. God is concerned about your spiritual growth. He wants you to make progress spiritually. He wants your language and daily communication to conform with His word only. He wants you to increase in spiritual knowledge and understanding. That's why you're listening to this book right now. It's not a chance occurrence. God wants you to grow by virtue of the information you're about to receive from this audiobook. The time is short. There's no time to play around. What would you say you've done for the Lord with your life? What would you say is the most important thing to you in your life? I'll help you answer that. What you spend most of your time on, what you give the most attention to, what you spend the most of your money on, whether or not you realize it, is the most important thing in your life. You know, sometimes people say, God is the most important one in my life. But how much time do they spend with Him? Little wonder Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 to 23, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. This is because they never had fellowship with him. Are you still unknown to the Lord and his holy angels? Are you still in the shadows after 1 year of being born again? What kind of life are you living? Is your impact being felt where you are? Have you found your place? Have you found something you can identify with? I believe there's a place for everybody. If you're winning souls and leading people to Christ, there's no way, sooner than later, that others wouldn't take notice of you. That's because people will have testimonies of how you led them to Christ, of how they came to church because you invited them, and before long, you'll be out of the shadows. You need to understand that you must be known in the house of the Lord. There's no secret life in the house of God. It's not possible, and it's totally unacceptable to be a secret Christian. You can't hide and say, well, nobody knows me, but I'm very effective. If you're really effective, you'll be in the limelight, because Jesus said, no man, when he had lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but setteth on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Luke chapter 8, verse 16. What are your responsibilities in the local assembly where you belong? What do you do? What are you known for? What have you become proficient at in all your years of being a Christian? Get ready to move from Gilgal to Jordan. This book will help you find your place. It will stir you up to desire spiritual growth, move you out of your comfort zone, and launch you into the deep in the realm of the Spirit. It will open your eyes to see where you are in your spiritual journey, point you in the direction you ought to be headed, and show you how to get there. The story of the journey Elijah and Elijah took from Gilgal to Jordan is very significant. It typifies the various stages of our spiritual growth and the different points we find ourselves in our walk with the Lord. Through this beautiful portion of Scripture, I'll show what each of these places Elijah and Elijah went to signifies and what you must do to move from one point to the other. Don't stop now in your walk with God. Get ready to move from Gilgal to Jordan.